An alien spaceship containing hundreds of little green men.
You are a calamity, a disgrace. You've got no professional detachment, and you can't keep your big nose out of other people's business. As an intergalactic observer, you stink.
Did anybody else see those big letters flying by?
You are hopeless, Kazoo.
Actually, it's Gazoo. Gah. Let's all say it together.
Silence! We are sending you to a planet with virtually no civilization for you to muck up.
Please, no, anything but...
You are to document the Earthlings' bizarre mating ritual of love and marriage.
Oof. Why can't they reproduce like we do?
It's a boy!
Oh, and so green and slimy.
Quit sucking up!
Wait, surely there must be others more qualified than I.
Of course, but why risk losing one of them?
Mother! Oh, they haven't even invented pants yet! Have you seen my legs?
Imagine the moron who's going to get stuck with Kazoo!
On Earth, two modern age stone men, Fred and Barney, are traveling through the country in a foot-powered car. At a canyon, a large dinosaur lowers its head to the side of the ravine, allowing the car to use its head and long neck as a bridge. The men arrive at Bronto Crane Academy. British Sky Broadcasting presents The Flintstones in Viva Rock Vegas.
This is an exciting time for us, isn't it, Barney?
Sure, Fred. No job, no money, no women. Things are really looking up.
Don't worry, Barn. Everything's gonna change once we pass our finals tomorrow.
Fred?
And I know just how to ace this test. See, all these other mugs are gonna stay up all night studying.
Fred?
Don't interrupt. Then when they finally do get to sleep, all the information's just gonna fall right out of their heads. Now me, I'm way ahead of everybody. I'm not gonna study tonight. I'm gonna get a good night's rest, get up extra early, and study in the morning. That way, everything'll still be right up front in my noggin by the time I get to work to take the test.
That's great, Fred. There's just one thing.
What's that?
The test is today!
Today? Flintstone! You're next!
Next up on Bronto Simulator number 3, Fred Flintstone.
Go!
Fred sits on the back of a mechanical dinosaur crane, picking up boulders, and then attempting to lower them into a large basket with 10 points written on the side.
You think you can handle a Bronto crane with a backfiring problem?
Crane's got trouble? Just call Barney Rubble?
Barney follows the man across the quarry to a large dinosaur who is having his tail jacked up. Barney is presented with a large thermometer to check its temperature.
Here you go.
Uh-huh.
You wish.
The dinosaur writhes in pain. Two men are climbing up the side of the creature when one of them suddenly realizes...
Look out! She's gonna blow!
Hey! I got three stomachs! Cut me some slack!
Yes!
Fred finally manages to place a boulder into a basket worth 5 points.
Time! Well, how'd I do?
Well, Flintstone... You passed!
Yabba dabba!
Letting go of the controls, he drops a boulder on top of the examiner. The graduation ceremony.
Frederick Flintstone.
There they go, Fred.
Congratulations, Frederick.
Thank you.
Melvin Rannick.
Nice job. Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations.
A bridal shower is being held in the grounds of a large blue two-story house.
And this one's from Wilma.
Oh! Oh! A vacuum cleaner! Thank you, Wilma!
Yeah, like she's gonna do any housework, right?
I give this marriage 6 months, tops.
Wilma?
Where's Wilma?
The flame-haired Wilma stands on a balcony overlooking a barren, mountainous terrain.
Oh, that girl will be the death of me. Wilma Slaghoople, staring at that tar pit bedrock again. There is nothing down there but a bunch of flat-footed, flat-headed Neanderthals clubbing each other and grunting. You know, I hear they're still afraid of fire down there.
I think they're exactly like you and me.
This is all my fault. I should never have let you play with the servants' children. Darling, please, come downstairs and at least pretend to be having a good time like everyone else. Come.
Look, oven mitts! Is that all the presents?
Oh. Well, what do we do now?
Ladies, I have an idea. What do you say we go for a drive?
To the club.
Actually, I was thinking about going someplace a little different for a change. Someplace new. Like going into bedrock and going bowling.
Isn't she the best?
Oh, yes, she is. My Wilma, beautiful and witty, a prize for any man.
Hello, Chip. What are you doing here?
I just came by to discuss some business with Colonel Slaghoople. There's a certain girl I'm thinking of investing in. Hello, ladies.
Well, I guess the next bridal shower will be Wilma.
Oh, no. Now, ladies, don't start chiseling those invitations just yet.
Wilma, you've hooked them. Now reel them in. If I thought I had a shot at Chip, I'd club my Eugene and leave him for the Raptors.
Wilma, get real. Chip Rockefeller was first in his class at Princeton.
Yes, I know,
and
but...
he owns half of Rock Vegas.
Colonel?
Wilma, you and Chip are perfect for each other. Think of the kind of life he can buy you. We'll get to spend every day together shopping,
playing tennis,
getting facials,
browbeating our husbands. We'll be just like our mothers.
Nighttime. Fred stands at the side of a lake, skimming stones across the water.
Hey, Fred! Hey, Fred! Where you been? I've been looking all over for you.
I didn't feel much like celebrating.
Are you kidding? We get to spend the rest of our lives working in a rock quarry. Who says dreams don't come true?
I know I should be happy, but I guess I always figured by this point in my life I'd have somebody special to share my success with.
Well, you always got me, Fred.
Thanks, Bond. That's not really what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know. What are you talking about?
A girl, Bond!
Oh, yeah, right. Well, that's what I thought. But I wouldn't worry about it, Fred. I mean, you'll meet somebody. It's like they always say. It'll happen when you least expect it.
Now, see, that's where you're wrong, Bond. I believe you create your own opportunities in life. You gotta go out there and make things happen. I mean, it's not like something's just gonna drop out of the sky, land right in front of you, and change your whole life.
Fred and Barney dive to the ground as the alien spaceship, surrounded by a flash of blinding light, crash lands in the earth, leaving a flaming trail just ahead of them.
What was that?
Getting up from the floor, the two friends go and investigate. Peering over the side of the crater, they see a small silver and green spacecraft.
Help! Is there anybody out there? Gort!
Fred, I think there's somebody in there.
Come on, Bond, let's try to open it up.
I'm right behind you, pal.
Fred taps the craft, testing its temperature. Then, using all of his strength, he finally manages to pull off the top of the craft by its antennas. Fred steps forward to take a closer look inside the spaceship.
I don't know, Barn. The thing looks empty.
Would you mind not holding me by the antennae? It's not an altogether pleasant sensation!
Barn, get me out of here!
Come on, pal!
Get all that!
Fred's alarmed when he realizes the antennas are attached to the helmet of a small flying green alien. Shocked, he tosses the alien away.
What are you?
I am the Great Gazoo.
The Great Gazoo?
Gazoo. I come from a planet too far for you to fathom and a civilization too advanced for you to comprehend.
Wait a minute, Fred. I'll bet we get wishes.
Pardon?
Yeah, we let you out of the fancy bottle. Now we get wishes, right?
Yeah, Barney's right. Let's get this started. What do we have to rub?
Now look here. I am not some sort of friendly cartoon genie, and that is not a bottle. It is a spacecraft. I am of a highly evolved alien species. I don't do funny voices, I don't sing catchy songs, and I do not possess a magic carpet for your big bloated behinds to float upon. I am here to observe your species' mating rituals. Okay, dum-dums?
Dum-dums? Hey, was that an insult?
Well, if the shoe fits...
Well, what's a shoe?
Yes, it was an insult.
That's what I thought. You're here to observe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, get ready to observe your teeth leaving your head.
There he is, Fred.
Ooh, violent natives. That'll put a damper on tourism. Perhaps you can satisfy my intellectual curiosity.
Fine, and you?
Oh, dear.
Fred attempts to punch the Great Gazoo, but misses as he disappears into thin air and knocks out Barney by mistake. A new day in the bustling town of Bedrock. An excited Wilma marvels at the sights of the town before she saunters into a diner where the waitresses are on roller skates. She takes a seat at a table.
Oh, I'm Betty. I'll be your waitress. The fish is fresh, but be careful, so are the bus boys. So what are you having?
What am I having? How much is a glass of water?
Water? Free.
Great, I'll have two.
You want a burger to go with your water?
Oh, no. Water's fine. I like water.
Because if you're short on cash or something, I could spot you, you know. Then you could just go home and get your wallet and pay me back.
No, that's impossible. I can't. I can't go home, so.
Oh, my. Are you caveless? But you're so clean.
Oh, no. You see,
you
it's
poor,
a whole...
You poor, poor thing. Oh, great. I just called you poor. Oh, I'm so thoughtless sometimes.
Listen, you're
not poor. You're not.
No, I'm not.
You're just down on your luck, right? Well, don't you worry. You'll stay with me till you're back on your feet. And I'm gonna buy you lunch.
No, absolutely not. Listen, that's very sweet of you, but...
Please. I used to volunteer down at the Caveless Shelter, you know? And I know, you're not looking for a handout. You're just looking for your self-respect. I'm Betty. Betty O'Shea.
Just call me Wilma.
Okay, Wilma. Let's go get you something to eat, and then we'll set you up at my apartment.
You live in an apartment?
Mm.
That must be so great. I always wondered what it would be like to live in an apartment.
Life can be so cruel sometimes.
Oh. Wilma looks a little uncomfortable as Betty gives her a big hug. At home, Barney and Fred are ready for bed.
Good night, Fred.
Good night, Barn.
Good night, dum-dums.
Oh, hey, look, it's that kazoo.
Gazoo. Why is that so difficult?
What are you doing here?
I am here to observe your species' mating rituals. So, get to it.
Oh, Barney and me don't,
Get up!
Listen, pal, you've got a lot to learn about the way things work here.
So who or what do you mate with?
Girls!
And where are these girls?
I've been asking myself the same thing.
The Great Gazoo looks at Barney bewildered. Barney shrugs his shoulders. Fred crosses the room to the window and stares up at the full moon hanging in the dark night sky. At Betty's apartment, Wilma sits on a window ledge, also staring up at the sky. In town, Wilma has got a job at the Bronto King Diner with Betty. Wilma struggles as she tries to master the roller skates whilst delivering a tray full of food to some customers. Meanwhile, Betty expertly manoeuvres around the table on her skates as Wilma crashes to the ground.
Got it! Are you hurt, Wilma?
Who's Wilma?
Fred and Barney arrive in town in their car. Pulling up adjacent to the diner, they go all starry-eyed as they watch the curvaceous waitresses in tight-fitting uniforms skate past. The Great Gazoo sits behind them in the car.
At last, some hormonal activity. Okay, boys, time to get busy. I don't get paid by the hour, you know.
Keep quiet, Gazoo. If you want to see us meet some girls, you're going to have to hang back. We don't want you cramping our style.
Style? Ha! Numero uno. If you knew the first thing about style, you'd know that animal prints are passé. And secondly, dum-dum.
And that's another thing. Enough with the dum-dum. My name is Fred Flintstone. F-L-I-N-T Stone.
I don't care who you are. It doesn't give you any reason to shout.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to him.
Who, him?
Oh, him, the little green guy. Don't you see him?
Wait a minute.
He thought I was... Wait a minute.
Are you telling me we're the only people who can see you?
Ding, ding, ding. You got one right. Care to take prehistoric imbeciles for 200?
So all day, Barn and me have been talking to you, when everybody probably thought we were a couple of...
Dum-dums?
I'm telling you, I got a good feeling. Today could be my day. Who knows? Why, I could turn around right now and meet the girl of my dreams.
What'll it be, boys?
Pay attention, Barn. You'll never want for companionship again.
Hamala.
Sorry, no substitutions.
Oh, no,
Oh, you want a date? Well, I've gone out with men who've said less. Why not? You can take me to the carnival tomorrow. Your little friend want a date too?
Oh, help!
I got the perfect girl. Be right back.
Barney, tonight we shower.
The next day in the glorious sunshine, Fred drives Betty in his car with Barney and Wilma sitting in the back. As they drive through the countryside, Barney and Wilma look distinctly uncomfortable in each other's company. Barney sucks on a cord on his tunic as Wilma fiddles with her long red hair. Gazoo appears before Fred.
I may not know much about your courting rituals, but I'll go out on a limb here and say this can't be going very well.
Flying backwards, Gazoo gets hit from behind by a road sign and is knocked out. At a busy theme park.
See the 40-year-old man, one of nature's miracles. Step right up, only one time, it's two of you in.
Fred, Barney, Betty and Wilma arrive at the entrance of the theme park.
This is amazing, I can't believe it. It's so noisy.
Yeah, I noticed.
Hey, that looks like bowling. Barney, can we play?
Yeah, sure. But, well, you know, Fred and I, we go bowling all the time.
Now that's a dumb idea. Who's gonna pay to see dinosaurs? See, I got dinosaurs in my backyard.
Huh? You got a really great laugh.
Yeah, so do you. Hey, do you like Bronto coasters?
I'll race you to it.
You're on.
Betty looks at Barney with her big blue eyes, then runs into the park with Barney chasing her. Fred watches on in disbelief. Wilma looks awkward as she is left alone with Fred.
Well, this is going to be fun, huh? So, what do you want to do first?
What was your name again?
Wilma's smile subsides. Inside the park, Fred impresses Wilma on a strongman stall, and then again as he hits the target on a dunk the guy game. On a target shooting stall, Wilma, using a catapult, knocks over a dinosaur on a moving conveyor belt. Impressed, Fred high-fives her.
You got ya, girl! You could hit the front side of a brontosaurus!
Fred demonstrates his bowling skills.
That was a good shot, wasn't it?
Well, that's a pretty tough spare for most people.
Fred rises up onto his tiptoes, slams the bowling ball down on the lane, breaking it in two. Then the divided balls knock over the two remaining pins.
We got a winner.
These things never live longer than a week.
Hey, Fred, do you think you could teach me how to throw like that?
Sure, let's see what you got.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Okay. Whoa! I'm done.
Okay. Oh, no. Let me help you here.
In your hand. Little fingers.
Okay.
Take the weight.
Oh. Now relax. It's all in the toes.
Fred stands behind Wilma and wraps his arm around her slender waist. Together they rise up onto their tiptoes and take the shot. Wilma scores a strike.
Oh, yeah.
Wilma jumps into Fred's arms and stares into his eyes.
Hey, Fred! Fred! Hey, Fred! Look, I know I ran off with Betty, but, you know, Wilma was kind of my date. So I was wondering if it wouldn't be too much trouble if,
Wait. What are you trying to say, Bon?
Fred, would you mind if I left with Betty?
Oh, not at all, buddy. Hey, take the car.
Thanks, pal. Thanks a bunch. She says she wants to go back to our place and cook me breakfast. I don't know what we're going to do until then. But, you know, I can't turn down a good meal.
Fred and Wilma sit in a Ferris wheel together.
It's kind of chilly all of a sudden, isn't it?
Chilly? Are you kidding? The earth's still cooling around here.
Still, I wish I'd brought something to drape over my shoulders, you know?
Oh,
Thank you.
Nice opening gambit, lover boy. Now close the deal so I can get off this barren rock.
I'm ignoring you right now.
What did you say?
I said, I'm adoring you right now.
Oh, Fred. That's so sweet.
Come on. You're in the red zone. La 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 la, isn't it all so romantic? Now hurry up and kiss her.
Fred kicks Gazoo off the ride.
Your eyes are like two big eyes.
As Fred leans in to kiss Wilma, The dinosaur egg that he won at the bowling alley suddenly hatches. A dinosaur climbs out and licks Fred all over. As the baby dinosaur gets even more amorous with Fred, he accidentally pushes him off the ride. Later, with the dinosaur on a lead.
I lead a simple life. As long as I got a roof over my head, food on the table, and a sharp shell to shave with, I'm a happy guy.
Fred, you are so different than the kind of guys I grew up with.
Really, what are they like?
Just real different. This is it. Well, I had a great time tonight. I sure hope you did too.
I wouldn't change a thing.
Well, good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Wilma's surprised and disappointed as Fred goes to shake her hand. Frustrated, the dinosaur runs around the couple, wrapping his lead around them, forcing them into a romantic clinch. Fred finally kisses Wilma. Wilma goes inside the apartment with a contented expression on her face. Outside, Fred celebrates. A new day. Barney and Betty steer a boat on a lake with Fred and Wilma on water skis behind them. The couples then stick their heads through a variety of large paintings with the faces cut out. Betty portrays a mother with Barney as the baby in her arms. A lady takes photographs of the couples. Later at Betty's apartment, the love-struck girls dance together in the lounge. A sign on the side of a large red rock reads, "Future site of Bedrock Gardens, reserved today." Fred and Wilma stand outside a new-built cave. Wilma imagines herself as Mrs. Flintstone mowing the lawn, whilst Fred relaxes in a hammock. Her face drops. Fred then imagines himself mowing the lawn, whilst a pregnant Wilma brings him a long, cold drink. Gazoo then appears between the happy couple taking notes. Fred and Barney at their bachelor pad. Barney's outside lifting weights.
Good morning, Fred. What a beautiful day.
I was just thinking the same thing, Barney boy. Beautiful.
So I take it you and Wilma had a nice evening?
Are you kidding? Barn, I've never met anyone like her. This Wilma, I think she may be the one.
Oh, I feel the same way about Betty.
I mean, she's smart.
She's hot.
Kind.
Funny.
Classy.
She's hot.
Beautiful.
You know, Wilma, you really should wear your hair up.
Oh, like I need more height.
No. Look. It really brings out your smile.
Well, I guess I just have a whole lot more to smile about these days. And I owe it all to you, Betty. You're the first real friend I've ever had.
You've had a tough life. You deserve a few breaks, Wilma.
Actually, Betty, it hasn't been all that tough. You see, there's something I've been meaning to tell you, and I've been real scared, but I think now's the time.
Ooh, pizza's here. Good evening. I'm looking for a...
Mother?
Wilma, is that you?
What is this place?
This is an apartment. It's how a lot of people live.
Well, that doesn't make it right. And who are you? The cleaning woman? Well, you're obviously doing a terrible job. You're fired. Go on, shoot!
No! Oh. Mother! This is my new best friend, Betty. She's been very good to me.
Oh, and I've been a regular Joan Crawfish.
Wilma, I'm going to take my bath now. Good luck.
Ugh. Mother, how did you find me?
I did what any concerned parent would do. Hired a detective.
You what?
We'll discuss everything on the way home. Come on.
No, I am home, Mother. And I'm happier than I have ever been in my life. And you could throw me in a sack and drag me home, but I'll just run away again.
Fine, Wilma. Fine. You've broken my heart. But I will not allow you to do the same thing to your dear frail father. Oh, darling, he misses you so much. And if you're not home on Sunday to celebrate his birthday, well, I just don't know how many more birthdays he's going to be around to celebrate.
At the Uppercrust Mobile Estate Park, Fred and Barney emerge from their home. The two men are looking dapper, wearing black fur robes with white cuffs and bow ties.
You wonder why Wilma gave us these suits to wear for the party?
Well, maybe it's a costume party, Fred.
Fred puts a collar around Dino.
Stay. Dino, stay.
Come on, Bon, let's pick up the girls.
Dino attempts to follow his master, who is driving out of the mobile home park. He runs after the car, but the lead tied to a tree brings him to an abrupt standstill.
So, Vaughn, what do you think?
Oh, Fred, you shouldn't have.
It's not for you, nitwit, it's for Wilma.
Oh.
I'm gonna ask her to marry me.
Oh, dum-dum. There appears to be a tiny flake of something stuck to your ring. Look, just there.
That's the stone, Gazoo.
Oops.
It's all I could afford.
Sorry. Well, I'm sure she'll be very impressed by your frugality.
And see, that's the great thing about Wilma. I don't feel the need to impress her. She's just a simple girl with simple tastes.
Towering above Fred in the car is a hill on which Wilma's palatial family home is situated.
You know, there are a couple things about me I haven't gotten around to telling you guys yet. Well, welcome to Slaghoople Manor.
Your house has a name?
A servant opens the gates at the entrance of the house. A group of smartly dressed guests are gathered around the front entrance. Fred stops the car and stares at Wilma curiously.
Fred, look! A cataract limo!
Betty, I'm sorry. I was just so ashamed.
I just should have realized a caveless girl couldn't afford to wear eyes like Miss Rocky.
Wilma!
Jean-Pierre,
Wilma's home! Oh, everybody!
Wait. Bonnie! She's loaded.
Yeah, Fred, it looks like you really lucked out.
No, Bon, this is terrible. I can't give her this measly ring. Look at her house. A girl like this is used to the best of everything. She's gonna take one look at this ring and laugh at me. You know, Bon, it's a good thing I didn't get the chance to give it to her sooner. Hey, what are you doing? Hey! This punk's trying to steal my car.
No, sir. The valet!
The valet? I don't care if you're going to the opera, pal. You're not going in my car.
Fred, he's the valet. He parks the car.
I know that.
Come on, Fred.
Valet parking. First cooked food, now this. What'll they think of next?
In the back garden, a monkey entertains the guests playing on the piano.
Wilma, darling, you look nice.
Oh, thank you, Mother. Hello. Mwah. Mwah. Happy birthday, Daddy.
Huh? Oh, yes, yes.
Any news from the front?
Ah, morale is excellent, sir.
Good.
Mother, father, I'd like you to meet my new boyfriend, Fred.
Cavalry! Mount up! We're moving out! Charge!
A pleasure.
Charmed. Well, my darling, there's somebody here who's simply dying to see you again. Chip! Over here!
Mother, Chip's here?
Of course Chip's here. He's practically family.
Who's Chip?
We used to date. Used to, Mother.
Wilma, you look lovelier than ever. I love your hair up like that.
Oh, I see you brought a date.
Look. Rathbone's arrived. You've got to come and see Chip in his new nose. It's between her eyes now. Come on.
We haven't been formally introduced. I'm Chip Rockefeller of the Mesozoic Rockefellers.
I'm Fred Flintstone of the Fredozoic Flintstone Stones.
So what line of work are you in, Flintstone?
It just so happens I'll be hanging my hat down at the quarry.
Oh, you bought Slate and Company.
No, I'm a Brano crane operator.
Seriously, what do you do?
I work down at the quarry. I'm a Brano crane operator.
You are serious. How embarrassing for you. Fellas, Wilma's date works at the quarry. He's a Brano crane operator.
Feeling belittled, Fred literally shrinks in size. Back at the mobile home park, Dino pulls up the tree from the roots that he is tied to and runs off down a dusty dirt track. At the party, Barney loads his plate with canapés.
Hi, Betty. Did I tell you that that's a really pretty dress?
Thank you.
Oh, Betty, you're not still mad at me, are you?
Mad? Just because you pretended to be poor? And I took you in and I felt sorry for you? Why would that make me mad?
Wilma stands alone on the balcony.
Having fun, princess?
Not really.
That's my girl.
Oh, I have a little something for your birthday.
Daddy, it's your birthday.
It is? Oh, well, these won't fit me.
They're beautiful.
Yes. I know you don't like showy things, but these were your great-great-grandmother's. In fact, they came right out of her shell.
Oh, well, whatever you decide to do, I want you to know something. Your daddy will always love you.
Daddy. Yes.
In the dining hall, a long banqueting table caters for the vast number of guests. Fred tucks his napkin into his collar. Wilma's mother brings this to Wilma's attention.
Wow, Wilma. Sure are beautiful pearls.
Thank you, Fred.
They look really expensive.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to propose a toast to the Colonel on his birthday. Although he's a man of great wealth and power, he has the most precious gifts a man could ever want. A loving wife and the most beautiful daughter the world has ever seen. To the Colonel!
To the Colonel!
You know, I'd also like to propose a toast.
Must you?
To, Mr. Slaghoople?
Colonel Slaghoople.
Yes? Mrs. Slaghoople. And most of all, Wilma.
Thanks for the invite. You know, I never been inside a place this big without paying admission. At first, I felt a little uncomfortable. Much the same way as you would if you were to stumble into one of my lodge meetings. The Loyal Order of the Water Buffaloes. Wacka wacka wee!
Wacka wacka wee?
No, no, Dino,
bad! Dino bursts into the room with the tree still attached to him. He jumps onto the table and runs along it, scattering the food, glasses, and the table displays in the process.
Dino! You! This is all your fault! You've ruined my entire party, you idiot! You buffoon, you commoner! Get out of my house now!
Hey, watch it!
You rabbit! How can you treat people this way? Is it because they're not like you? But you know what? That is why I like them, because they're not like you! They like me for who I am, not who I am. I mean, you know what I mean.
How dare you talk to me like that, Wilma? No one has ever talked to me like that before.
Well, Mother, maybe it's about time somebody did. Let's go, Fred.
We're right behind you, Wilma.
Thanks, Betty.
Wilma! Wait, please don't go. You were right back there. The way everyone's behaved today has been inexcusable.
Thank you, Chip.
Congratulations, Flintstone. I really mean that. The better man won. And just to show that there are no hard feelings, I'd like to invite the four of you to the opening of my new casino in Rock Vegas. You lovebirds can take in the sights, relax in the luxury accommodations, and enjoy the opening night concert gala by Mick Jagger and the Stones.
The Stones?
This isn't love. This is destiny.
What do you say, Wilma?
Well, Chip, we really appreciate your gesture, but I don't think now is such a good time.
Rock Vegas, eh?
Fred imagines winning big bucks and being able to buy Wilma a huge engagement ring.
We'd love to go.
Fred delightedly shakes hands with Chip Rockefeller. The two couples fly in a carriage positioned on the back of a pterodactyl to Rock Vegas. Scared of heights, Fred won't look out of the window. Arriving in Vegas, the friends are being driven in an open-top car up to the entrance of the impressive Molten Nugget Casino. The friends marvel at all the sights, whilst happily jigging in time with the music in the back of the car. Outside the casino is a large waterfall. The two girls hug each other before entering the opulent building. Inside the bustling casino, guests are at a multitude of tables gambling. Fred, Wilma, Barney and Betty are shown up to their hotel suite by a bellboy. Barney runs along a sofa before launching himself onto a slide and into a hot tub situated in the middle of the room. Fred grabs hold of a bottle of bubbly, opens it up and sprays it around the room. Wilma takes hold of Fred's chubby cheeks in her hands and kisses him on the lips. Outside round a pool, the girls have changed into sundresses. Barney gets a cocktail from the bar, while Fred stands on a ledge above the pool. He dive bombs into the water below, causing a huge splash of water over the guests sunbathing around the pool and emptying the pool almost completely of water. Later that night, Fred and Wilma dance together around the poolside. Fred looks longingly into Wilma's eyes.
Great day, huh?
I hope it never ends.
From his office, Chip watches the couple on CCTV.
Oh, young love. It's a shame it won't last, hmm? Just you wait, Roxy dear. This man is my puppet, and I've barely begun to pull the strings. Soon Wilma will see him for the pathetic primitive primate he really is.
I thought you told me you were over this Wilma person.
What do I have to do to convince you? Diamonds? A Maserati? Your own show in the Stalactite Lounge?
Very nice, Chip. But I prefer cash.
What a coincidence. So do we.
Yeah.
Ah, Rocco and Rocco, my favorite made men. What can I do for you, gentlemen?
The boss wants his money. He says he don't think you got it.
That's not entirely true, nor is it entirely false.
He don't entirely care. But he wants all of his money by midnight Sunday, or he starts taking your casinos.
And breaking your legs!
This is a moot discussion, gentlemen, because by Sunday evening I shall be married to Wilma Slaghoople and one of the greatest personal fortunes in the uncivilized world.
You better be.
Or you'll be sleeping with the Tunasauruses!
A bird closes the door behind the men. Gazoo appears in Chip's office and watches his encounter with the men.
Plot thickens.
Around the pool, a group of women are doing step aerobics. Betty and Wilma watch on whilst being simultaneously massaged by an octopus.
Oh, this is heaven.
Hun, could you get between my shoulder blades? That's where I carry all my tension.
Ha! She's tense. I just found out what calamari means.
Wilma, can I ask you something?
Well, sure, Betty. What's up?
Do you think Barney's serious about me?
What are you talking about? He's crazy about you.
Oh, I hope so. I've never met anyone like Bernard Rubble. Mm-hmm. He's so loyal. And so sweet. He makes me feel like I'm the only girl in this whole flat world.
That's exactly how Fred makes me feel. I mean, Chip, it was always about money. Fred doesn't have a greedy bone in his entire body.
Yabba-dabba-do! Look at all these clams, Vaughn.
Yeah, you got enough there to buy Wilma a ring for each finger, Fred. And maybe a little stud for me, too. So, what do you say we go cash out?
What, are you crazy? That's your problem, Vaughn. You think too small. I'm not just gonna stop at a ring. I'm gonna buy her a whole lifestyle, just like Chip Rocket.
But she doesn't want some smart, rich, handsome guy. She wants you.
Hey, buzz off, cave boy. The man's got magic hands.
Now, I know this will be difficult for you, but let's think for a moment. Chip Rockefeller flew you to his casino, in his plane, to play at his tables. And against odds of 247,000 to 1, you have rolled 17 straight winners. Can we connect the dots?
Sure. Today's my lucky day.
Good luck, Dum-Dum. You'll need it.
Come on, babies.
Lucky 7!
What I tell you, Bon? Magic!
It's not magic, it's skill. A gentleman gambler like you should be playing with the high rollers.
The high rollers? Well, I was just getting warmed up, you know, building my bankroll.
Bankroll? Please, I'll give you a line of credit.
Credit?
Sure. If the house fronts you a little extra, you pay it back. A man of your skill, please. I'd be honored to have you on a house account.
Fred, don't do it. That's how my uncle, the gambler, lost everything. He lost his wife, he lost his house, his kids, his dog.
Did you know we have an all-you-can-eat buffet by the pool?
Fred, please, All you can eat?
Absolutely. I'd like you to meet Roxy. She's my lead Rockette. Roxy, would you show Mr. Rubble the buffet?
It would bring me great pleasure.
Come on, Flintstone. I'll show you to your table, and I'll have the pit boss bring you a nice big pile of clams.
New shooter. Read them and weep, boys. Four lovely ladies.
Fred.
Oh, make that six. Where you two been?
Well, we've been waiting for you, Fred, at the Cavern Club.
Oh, right. I'm sorry, Wilma. I've been on a roll.
Hey, where's Barney?
Barney? Oh, he went off to the buffet with some showgirl.
A showgirl?
At the buffet, Barney chomps on cream cakes.
You know, when they say all you can eat, they don't mean till you a splurge.
I'm just getting started. Look at the size of that pie. Waiter! Waiter!
Over here!
Let me. Waiter! Waiter.
Turning around quickly, the waiter accidentally slams the pie into Roxy's face and chest.
Let me help!
Betty spots Barney with Roxy. Roxy stands with her back to Betty. Therefore, all she can see is Barney rubbing her chest, not realizing that he is actually wiping away the cream pie. Upset, Betty runs off. Sitting outside the casino on the edge of the fountain, Betty wipes away her tears.
Catch you later. Oh. Hello, love.
Are you?
Yeah. Mick Jaggett, at your service. There you are. And you are...
Betty. Betty O'Shale.
What's a lovely bird like you doing all on a lonesome, eh?
My boyfriend.
Yeah?
He was... I saw him with another girl.
Oh, sweetheart. I'll tell you what. If you was my lady... You wouldn't catch me even touching another girl. Not never. Unless I'm on the road. On the road doesn't count. Here. Why don't you try stopping crying and giving Mickey a little smile, eh? Yeah, that's better. You do look lovely when you smile, Miss Betty O'Shale.
Thank you.
What do you say we go and meet me bandmates? Then maybe go somewhere more quiet so we can talk a little bit more, yeah?
Betty throws away the hanky and follows Mick. Fred counts his winnings.
2041. 2042. What's going on down there?
Hey, Fred, look, there's Mick Jagger in the stones. And there's Betty. She's with the band.
What would Betty be doing with the Stones?
Yeah, she doesn't even play an instrument.
Betty! Betty, up here! It's me, Barney! Betty! Betty!
Excuse me.
Betty! Wait a minute, Betty!
14,542. 15,542.
Look, Fred, let's do something together, huh? We could go bowling.
Bowling? Bowling's for poor people.
Looks like you and Chip have a little more in common than I thought.
Why? Because we're both big winners?
Here, Fred, buy yourself a clue.
Wilma, wait, what? Wilma! Honey, baby, what's the matter?
Wilma disappears into a lift. Fred then spots a $1 million jackpot machine. He floats across the room towards it, his winnings in a bucket under his arm.
All right, Flintstone, you've lost Wilma. Now it's time to lose everything else.
Ha 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 ha
Place your bet, boy. Place your bet. One red is the winner.
A montage of shots show Fred as he continues to gamble. He slowly loses all of his money.
Hello, Wilma. Been for a walk?
Nothing gets by you, Chip.
Oh, forgive me for disturbing you.
Oh, Chip. I'm so sorry. I've just got a lot on my mind.
I have been on edge, too. Opening weekend, so many guests, and now all the room robberies.
Robberies?
No, it's nothing. It's just... But just to be safe, I wish you'd let me put those beautiful pearls of yours in our safe.
Good idea, Chip. They mean a lot to me.
I know.
Fred uses his last chip as he plays on a slot machine.
It's up to you, baby. Get me started again.
No!
Mr. Flintstone, Mr. Rockefeller has extended an invitation to join him at the fight.
Inside a boxing ring, two men hit each other with large clubs.
More credit? No. No chance, no way, no how. Do you know how much you owe already?
Oh.
1,400,000 clams.
Oh.
It's gonna be a real shame when Wilma finds out what a loser her new boyfriend really is. Of course, she doesn't have to find out.
She doesn't? See that? I knew you were a good guy.
I'm not. I said I wouldn't tell her. I didn't say you could still have her. I'll erase your debt, Flintstone, but you've got to disappear. Out of town, out of bedrock, and never see or speak to Wilma again.
Wait a minute. You had this planned all along.
Tell me, how do you even dress yourself in the morning?
Normally, I just wear what I fell asleep in. What's that got to do with anything?
Goodbye, Flintstone.
Hey, you won't get away with this, Rockefeller.
Fred's knocked to the ground as one of the men flies out of the boxing ring.
Rockefeller. Hey, Rockefeller. You know what? I don't care what happens to me, but I'm not going to let you weasel your way closer to Wilma. As soon as I find her, I'm going to tell her exactly what's going on. Then we'll see how well your plan worked.
There has been a robbery. All guests to the lobby.
Uh-oh, there appears to have been a robbery. We'll have to continue this conversation later, Fred. Please, step this way.
Chip slides Wilma's pearls into Fred's pocket. Shutters have closed off all the exits, and the guests are contained in one area. Betty stands with Mick, while Wilma and Fred stand apart in the room.
Ladies and gentlemen, I regret to inform you that there is a criminal in our midst.
How old did you say you were?
But before I expose him to the public, I'd like to give him the chance to step forward and admit his wrongdoing, if only to take the first tiny step toward absolution.
Oh, I stole all the towels in my room.
Well, that is illegal, but still...
I'm wearing someone else's underwear.
No, I was talking about a...
I'm systematically poisoning the dinosaurs' water supply. In a matter of decades, their entire species will be extinct.
All right! This is obviously going nowhere. No, I was talking about a necklace. A very valuable necklace has been stolen from our hotel safe. A necklace belonging to my dear friend, Wilma Sly Koopel.
My pearls?
Wilma?
All right, who did it? So help me, if you don't step forward right now, I will personally punch you in the...
I don't think violence will be necessary, Flintstone, because I know exactly who stole Wilma's pearls. A desperate man drowning in gambling debts.
Lowlife!
Hey, doesn't anybody care about this whole dinosaurs becoming extinct thing?
No!
Fred, would you mind emptying your pockets?
You think I stole Wilma's pearls, Chip? That's...
Why? Do you have something to hide, Fred?
Definitely not. See for yourself. I'm not...
Wait a minute. I didn't take these. Wilma, why would I take your pearls?
Do you deny that you owe the casino over a million clams with no way to pay it back?
Fred, is that true?
Yeah, but...
Wilma, darling, I'm so sorry.
Wilma, you can't believe him. He set me up.
Security, take this man to jail.
You're coming with us.
Wait a minute. You're all making a big mistake. Fred couldn't have stolen that necklace. It was locked up in a safe. Fred can't even remember the combination to his bowling locker. Look, he's got to write it down on his hand, see?
Ah, great. Now everybody's seen it.
Crack a safe. He couldn't even crack his knuckles without my help.
Thank you, Mr. Rubble, for confessing to being Mr. Flintstone's accomplice.
You're welcome. What?
Take them both away! Everybody!
The lawn, Wilma sits alone in her hotel room.
Where's my little girl? Oh, my poor baby.
Perfect.
Everything's going to be all right now, darling.
Mummy's here.
And I'm going.
Wilma races into the bedroom to pack.
Wilma? I've already talked to Chip, and he's willing to take you back.
What gives you the right to interfere with my life?
I'm your mother, and I love you. And Chip loves you.
Chip loves money.
Oh, and you have money. It's a match made in heaven. Oh, Wilma. Look, I think he's already proven his loyalty. He has saved you from that beast.
Fred is not a beast. He was just raised by them.
Ah, that explains the missing piece of the puzzle. Wilma, listen to me. Go back to Chip. Please. Darling, don't let Chip slip through your fingers again. I just don't know how much more pain that poor boy can endure.
Should you have your money by midnight?
The boss says he's got his doubts. See, a little birdie told him that you ain't even dating the slag Opal Dame no more.
Hey, I might be out of a job tomorrow. Brother's got to have a little nest egg, you dig?
Ah, that's preposterous. We're getting married this evening. Honest.
Good. But if the bride don't show, you'll be spending your wedding night...
with me.
Fred and Barney are locked up in a cell. Barney plays the harmonica.
I miss Betty.
I know, Barn. I'd do anything to see Wilma again. We'd be with him right now if I hadn't been so stupid.
Now I could have told you that.
Gazoo!
Oh boy, are you a sight for sore eyes. You gotta help us, buddy. You gotta get us out.
Buddy, did I hear that correctly? I'm sorry, but now you're not the same Fred Flintstone who hurt my feelings so that I spent the rest of my vacation in my room watching pay-per-view?
You're right. I was wrong. I tried to impress Wilma with money, and all I did was ruin everything, like I always do. Because you know what I am? I'm nothing but a big... Yes? Dum-dum.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Oh, now look. Just because you finally realize what I knew right away, that doesn't mean I haven't developed a little soft spot for you.
Really? So you're gonna bust us out of here?
Woohoo! Gazoo's gonna bust us out.
Whoa. Do I look like the cavalry? Those outfits are adorable. No, you two know I can't actually interfere. I'm only here to give you some information I thought you might find enlightening.
Hey, I didn't know you could do that.
This is a moot discussion, gentlemen, because by Sunday evening I shall be married to Wilma Slaghoople and one of the greatest personal fortunes in the uncivilized...
Wilma's in trouble. We gotta get out of here!
Come on, you gotta help us, Gazoo!
Oh, I wish I could, I really do.
So you're just gonna let this happen? I've gotta sit in this cell while Wilma walks down the aisle with the wrong guy?
We were supposed to live happily ever after!
Same with me and Betty!
Oh, please don't. Not emotions. My race has prospered for eons without the slightest trace of personal emotions, and we couldn't be happier. Well, of course, we don't actually get happy because we don't have emotions, but... Oh, this is so sad. Somebody hold me.
Barney squeezes through the bars, collects a box of tissues from the guard's desk, then returns to the cell.
Blow.
Barney, you can fit through the bars.
I can? I guess I should have tried that earlier, huh?
Come on, get the keys.
Barney tiptoes across the room towards the sleeping guard. He removes a set of keys from behind his desk, pulls a face at him, then stubs his toe on a bin.
Hey, back in your cage, shorty!
Achoo!
Gazoo magically makes a shelf above the guard's head collapse on top of him, knocking him out. In her bedroom, Betty's packing.
Hi, Betty.
Hi, Wilma.
I just came to say goodbye. I heard you're going to Stonehenge with Mick Jagger.
Yeah, I can't wait. Chip's going around saying you're getting back together. I'm so happy for you.
I'm so happy for you too, Betty.
I've never been so happy.
Me neither. Oh, Betty.
Oh, Wilma.
Oh, Betty.
Hey, knock it off. You're big girls now.
Wilma, darling, you are doing the right thing. I married the colonel for his money, and look how happy we are.
Pearl pulls a face, then takes a swig of drink from a hip flask.
So, we meet again.
The colonel speaks to his reflection in a mirror. The police look for Fred and Barney.
Spread out and find these guys.
All right, fellas, don't leave no stone unturned.
They're looking for us, Barn. They got guards everywhere.
What are we going to do, Fred?
We're just going to have to fight our way in.
But these guys are armed.
This is a war, Barn. And in war, there's always going to be casualties. And I just want you to know how much I appreciate your sacrifice.
Why do I got to be the one that gets sacrificed?
Because I know I'm going to get Wilma back. Face it, Barn, there's no way Betty's going to dump Mick Jagger for you. Therefore, I got more reason to live.
Barney gets an idea as he sees a member of staff wheel a dress rail full of sparkly showgirl costumes past the entrance of the casino. In the dressing rooms.
Come on, girls! Let's go! Come on! Drinks going up! Let's see it! Come on out! Oh, you look lovely! Come on, opening night! Let's see the smile! There you go!
See, Fred? Worked like a charm!
Come on! Let's get set! Let's go and sparkle!
Dressed in silver sparkly costumes and a plumed headdress, the boys join the showgirls on stage, performing a high leg-kicking routine in front of a packed audience. Barney grins broadly as he seems to be enjoying the dancing. Fred looks distinctly uncomfortable.
The one near the end looks like a man.
Yeah. Maybe your sister ought to try out.
Barney attempts the splits as Fred rises up onto his tippy toes and does a pirouette before losing his balance and falling over, bringing the line of dancers down like dominoes. The audience watches on in horror. The police enter stage left. Fred helps Barney to his feet, then they exit stage right, darting through jugglers practicing their act in the wings. The police slip over on the jugglers' clubs.
This is love. This is... What do you think, Betty? Should I stick my butt out a bit further? Does it look good like that? Or maybe that's too much butt for the opening of the show, you know?
It's really up to you, Mick. You are the artist.
Yeah, that I am, Betty. That I am.
Barney? Fred?
Wow, you really are with Mick Jagger.
I hope you're not the two girls I sent for.
No. Actually, the cuter one used to be my boyfriend.
What?
Betty, I understand if you want to be with this famous rock star instead of me. But I just had to come back here and tell you. I love you. I don't think I ever told you that before. But now I did, so goodbye.
Barney, wait. Do you really mean it?
Of course I do. I've never felt this way about anyone before.
Well, then what about that showgirl you were with in the restaurant?
Roxy? That's Chip Rockefeller's girlfriend. He sent her to take me to the buffet so I couldn't stop Fred from gambling.
But Chip Rockefeller has a girlfriend? Well, somebody's got to tell Wilma.
Don't worry, Betty. I'll handle Rockefeller.
All right, would somebody mind telling me what the bloody hell's going on here? Look, this is not cricket. I'm supposed to be on stage momentarily, and it's preposterous to expect me to perform publicly in my present complicated state.
I'm sorry, Mick. I had a really great time with you and all, but I love Barney.
Yeah, well, I don't care. I'm in love with Betty too. She is the first decent, honourable woman I've ever met, and I am, like, unbelievably turned on by her naivete.
Watch your mouth, mister, or I'll give you a fat lip. Although it kind of looks like somebody already has.
Right, that's it, Nobody pinches my bird. Not after I've gone to all the trouble of pinching her from him in the first place. Ah!
Take this, you foreigner!
Come on.
She's mine.
Oh, yeah. Over my ridiculously thin dead body.
Barney smashes Mick over the head with a guitar. Cliff sits with Wilma at a table in the cabaret lounge. He is being watched by the two hitmen.
Wilma, I love you. I always have.
Oh.
I lost you once, but I won't lose you again. Marry me. Tonight.
Jacob, you are terrific. But it's just a lot of things have happened recently, and I need a little time to think, you know?
Wilma, I can't live without you. Just say yes. Please?
Oh. That's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the fabulous TARDIS Hotel is proud to present the world's only rock and roll band, Mick Jagger and the Stones!
On stage, a large shell opens up, revealing a band inside. Dry ice and pyrotechnics are used around the stage as Mick makes his dramatic entrance from underneath the platform. Standing with his back to the audience, Mick strikes a pose wearing a long pink robe covered with white feathers. He turns round. It's Fred.
This isn't love. This is destiny. Somewhere above, this was planned for me. Life had no meaning. I never knew. Till the dream came true. The dream is you. I never say never, but this love won't this is ecstasy. Somehow I knew you would come to me. Wilma, honey, I never meant to hurt you. I done some stupid things. Heck, a lot of stupid things. But love makes you do stupid things. Wilma, I'd never forgive myself if I didn't give this one last try. Wilma Slaghoople, I can't give you diamonds, or fast cars, or fancy houses. All I can give you is just plain old Fred Flintstone from Bedrock. And all the love in my heart. And I hope that's enough.
It's enough, it's enough.
No, it's not!
Wilma. William. William, William. Hamana, hamana, hamana.
Spit it out!
Wilma, will you marry me?
This is your last chance. Stop me, or all the dinosaurs die.
Shut up!
Wilma, I'm still waiting.
Yes.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
And do you, Fred Flintstone, take Wilma Slaghoople to be your wife, to have and to hold from this day forward?
I yabba-dabba-do.
Do you, Wilma, take Frederick to be your husband, to have and to hold from this day forward?
I do.
Then, by the power vested in me by the city of Rock Vegas, I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Who's this like a mother?
Oh, where am I? Who's this place?
Gazoo, are you crying?
No, 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 of course not, Dum-Dum. No, I'm simply overcome with information. You see, I finally understand your complex mating rituals. All the emotions. All this love. And I've come to the conclusion that I'll never meet anybody.
Dino licks Gazoo across the face.
Oh, you're very sweet, but believe me, it would never work out.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you Mr. and Mrs. Flintstone.
The Flintstones, they're the Hardstonish family.
Wilma throws her bouquet. Betty catches it, then kisses Barney on the lips. Later, the bride and groom, along with the wedding guests, do the conga outside the casino. Mick, having recovered, provides the music.
Viva Rock Vegas, turning day into night time, turning night into day time. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. Viva Rock Vegas, Viva Rock Vegas, Viva, Viva Rock Vegas.
Wilma and Fred slowly drive away from the casino, with all their friends, family, Gazoo and the entertainers following the car and waving them off. Fred kisses Wilma as fireworks light up the dark night sky behind them. Starring Mark Addy as Fred, Stephen Baldwin as Barney, Kristen Johnston as Wilma, and Jane Krakowski as Betty. Audio described by Penelope Parisi on behalf of MCS Agency. The end.
Just a little devil with a lot of love to spare.
Somewhere above, this was planned for me.